Ham?
And this ham radio is a review of Summer Chill. First, a shout out to the P1s that came out there.
Indeed.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Not you.
Not you.
You're paid to be out there.
We met and spoke with a lot of P1s at the Granada at Summer Chill and afterwards at the after party next door. Chris, Jen, Justin, Cruz, Mel, Fly Girl, who are all part of Monty's Angels, as I have dubbed the photo of Monty with his ladies. I finally met the Mino Bingo Officer Big Mac afterwards.
Good dude.
Good dude.
He's a super nice guy. Yeah.
What?
And then also a second shout out to the Ticket Time Waster band themselves.
Thank you.
Justin, Jesse, Enzi, Kevin, and a big shout out to Phil, who let me drum on his kit the other night.
I like watching that dude drum. He's always so into it.
I could never do that. I feel like if I try to project I'm really into something, I'll mess up. So I kind of look like I'm a robot whenever I'm playing drums.
As a musical dummy, just watching them run the rehearsal and just the way they can pivot in a second, you know, on my song, we'll just cut it short and, you know, we'll just take it. And just them, the way they can adjust and...
On the fly
and the wide swath of music that they could all play, just crazy.
It's remarkable. They played ska, they played 80s music, they played rock.
Because I always worry, like, I've never had a huge screw-up in my song, but I've always wondered, like, if I did, like, would they be able to just, like, you know, repeat the last four measures and...
Let you continue on.
They probably could do it no problem.
I can't because I'll just probably just replay this. Just keep going. Just push forward.
Be weird, yeah, because sometimes when I do songs with you, you're not with them, so that would be different.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they're awesome.
They're awesome. Great time. You had some audio of us, Mr. Monty?
Yeah, so it's about the songs that we did. So you and I did Black Daddy again at Cat's Behest.
A song for the ages. Maybe one of the best Ticket Stock / Summer Chill songs ever.
It's genius.
It's fun. It's fun to do. It's super simple. It affects someone that affects greatly.
It's very original. It's just good. Everything about it. It's got all the elements.
The biggest hurdle that we had to jump over on Thursday was keeping Daddy from coming on stage,
throwing his arm around you.
Tell you what, brother,
because he had a lot of ideas about things he could do up there.
One involved a leather Kangol.
Well, yeah, he brought a Kangol that I swear Samuel Jackson wore in his Capital One commercials 10 years ago.
Okay, and just real quick sidebar on the Kangol, because I was looking up on Amazon leather Kangols.
Yeah.
And I share Amazon account with a girlfriend, and she screenshotted it as, like, because it popped up as what you were looking at. Yeah. She's like, why are you looking at leather Kangol hats?
I would have loved it if she was like, oh, I'm going to get him a Christmas
gift. Surprise him. I know you wanted this. Thanks, I guess.
And then you have to wear it just to make her happy. But yeah, he wanted to come on stage and really lean and, like, just... I don't know, and I don't, like, want to, like, really lean into a joke and make it oversaturated or whatever, so he did not do that, and he still takes it like a champ. But, so we did Black Daddy, I did My Prerogative with Donnie, which
we can hear later if you guys want.
Yeah, kind of last second, but we also did, as the Ticket Band, which I think we're going to keep doing that, me, you, Baldy, and Ham, and, sorry, Lando, with Cat this time. We did For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, a very popular song.
Do you want to roll some of that?
Sure.
Okay.
I may need to fast forward some of it because the intro takes forever.
Yeah, you did.
Make his bite on the hill in the early days, cut and kill deep inside. Shouting gun as they run through the endless day. Oh, they fight for the right. They do not know. Dipping wounds touch their pride. Men of five still alive through the raging glow. Gone insane from the pain that they surely know. For whom
I felt
the
like
bell tolls.
The entire time you practiced the song, you had a Scottish accent.
Yeah, Ham was telling me about this, says there's one part especially where Monty sounds Scottish and I can't get him to stop.
Well, I kept doing, yeah, it was like, it was at the end of that part there where he's like,
No.
Yeah, it's fight on the hill. No, it's at the end.
You kept saying haggis instead of hill.
Yeah.
Dropping in Scottish terms.
It's it was when I would go, gone insane from the pain. Like, it was something like that.
Yeah. Turned into groundskeeper.
I did a little bit of that on air, but.
Literally, yeah.
It was fun. It was fun to do. Yeah. You know, it's fun to do the ticket
a
band
blast.
Thing. Anyway.
You've got good range on the different songs you do, Monty. Monty gets a ton of credit. You sound good everything you sing up there.
Thank
Bravo.
You.
Bravo.
We definitely pick ones that are within my vocal range. I couldn't do the ones Daddy does, but I heard you
guys can.
Play it on the hard line and talk about it.
Uh-oh.
And you guys were super positive and were real nice, but then I hear Corby and Dave say this, and this really surprised me. I got audio here, Connor. So y'all are playing the song, I'm talking about
on the hard line.
So this is from y'all's show.
Did Monty know this song?
He learned it for this.
Yeah, there's no way he ever heard this song before.
No.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the first time he ever heard it, like when he was like, oh, wow.
I mean, he's heard of it, but he didn't listen to the lyrics intently.
Yeah.
He had to learn all of it.
Okay. That is a huge song. Granted, I'm self-admittedly 90% of what I listen to is rap and hip-hop, but that is a top 3 to 5 hit for a top rock group of all time. This wasn't Her Majesty by the Beatles or some hidden track buried on some B-side somewhere. This was a huge song.
B-side Guns N' Roses
song. Why would I not know For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Most people know and like Metallica. Even if you don't know the name of the song, you've probably heard it before. That's very much in our demo, I would say.
Now, you're right. I didn't know the lyrics, but I definitely knew the chorus.
But who knows the lyrics of every song they listen to?
Nobody. And to be like, there's no way Monty knew For Whom the Bell Tolls. I was like, what? It was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was very surprising.
So I think one of the better songs, too, and I think this person
Thank
should
you.
Quit their job and leave their family to perform.
Thank you.
That would be pretty good, dude.
Ryan Baldwin.
Oh.
He did an REM song, a parody of Losing My Religion. He sounds just like Michael Stipe. I think he should start a REM cover band if we want to roll some of this, Mr. Connor. Are you guys familiar with REM?
I was going to say,
no way you've never heard of REM.
I've definitely heard of them, but I don't know what Michael Stipe sounds like enough.
He sounds like this.
But Baldy does have a good voice.
But between him and Daddy, of actually sounding like the song they're covering.
Yeah.
Spot on. I thought that was good.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know this song, but he does sound good.
All I could think of watching Baldy perform was, how much has he been neglecting his newborn kid where he's been practicing this guitar, you know,
and
guitar.
I'm glad he did, because this sounds great.
Guitar on multiple songs, singing these songs, that takes a lot of work.
I'm glad he abandoned his family.
Not enough, man. Our MLB The Show time has gone way down.
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy.
So many cards unlocked.
What?
Still locked, I guess. Not unlocked.
Keep sending him requests. They just go unanswered.
Another party invite.
Because calling him at like 1 in the morning. Dude, where are you?
At 1 in the morning, he's been asleep for 6 hours. We've had a couple of times where he and I will pass in the night on PlayStation Network, where I'm getting off at 3:30 and I see him getting on because he woke up. Because he wakes up at 3:30 every day, even on the weekends.
3:30.
Because to play video games before ticker?
Yeah. Or on the weekends, because he doesn't want to change his routine, so he just still wakes up super early.
So he's not doing baby stuff when he wakes up? He's getting on and playing video games?
No, I think he pumps the night before and then just lets the baby feed off the bottles.
I don't think you know how pumping works.
Yeah.
I'll learn. I'll, you got a book I'll I can learn. Read?
Maybe ask him about
I'm
it.
I'm a visual learner.
But it looked like, from watching videos of you drumming, Black Daddy and For Whom the Bell Tolls were way easier than what Everlong. You had to do on the Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
I think we should carry this over.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's do that.
11 o'clock hour, work in progress. Let's actually put a bow on Summer Chill next. 11:17 here on The Tickets. He is Justin Montemayor. He is Matt Birmingham. I is DJ Ringenberg. Oh, this is good.
Another indie band.
Boy, that is one thing I don't understand the P1. Everybody that seems to hate Foo Fighters and that Corby references the Foo Fighters. Aren't the Foo Fighters like
the biggest rock
the
band.
Number one most popular rock band in the country?
Imagine Dragons are up there.
I mean, name a bigger one.
Imagine Dragons.
I like New Avenues.
Yeah. All right. We all like New Avenues.
Which, how has he not performed?
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
Yeah, when are we going to get the bros up there?
I would love to. We would love to.
No one is stopping, y'all.
Yeah. Well, like
Wild
EA.
Wild West.
I didn't ask in time, but yes.
Yeah, can y'all be the backing band for Wild Wild West?
Done.
All right, let's do the whip around.
Nope, Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch.
No!
DJ.
Sunday brunch.
All right, you're new.
Progress.
Stomp Center.
To be fair, they're the exact same segment.
Nope.
I'm pulling
completely
the curtain back
different.
Completely. Same segment.
No.
There's zero structure at
this
all.
This one sometimes has more sports in it. Not today.
I don't know which one's supposed to go first.
I can never remember.
You're also new.
So we're doing a summer chill recap.
Ryan quit.
No, we are not the reason why Ryan quit. That's EA. Summer Good Chill 2025 at the Granada Theater. We all had moments in this one. We just got done playing For Whom the Bell Tolls.
All right.
Get through that.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Everybody knows this song.
We played a little bit of Baldy. What else we got, Hammo?
We also want to make sure we get to this one, too. Similar to bringing back Black Daddy, we also brought back Bob did this song, Real American, by Rick Derringer, who passed away this year. So Bob wanted to honor him. And he asked me once again to do background vocals.
Which, okay. So DJ and I think we're the only people at the practice or rehearsal space.
To hear this?
While you were doing this. And we were talking about it, and we're pretty convinced there's only, I don't know, six other people in the world that can go from deep Eddie to the high notes you hit in this song.
It's truly remarkable.
It's amazing.
If you hurt my brain, so this is later in the song when I really kick in the gear. I gotta
be a man. Does this happen in the real song? Someone sings this
song?
Oh,
yeah, there's like a high-pitched vocalist in the background.
God. Every time I hear it, it sounds like stepping on a dog toy.
Yeah. So Ham was concerned with the order of the set list that he was going to do that song there
right before drumming.
Yeah, right before drumming Everlong, and then right into Let's Bunt. He was scared that he was just gonna have nothing left for the end, and I think you pulled through.
I think I did it.
Well, didn't you at Ticket Stock have to go from that to your actual song where you were singing?
Yes, and I had to do a quick costume change as well.
To your white suit.
Yeah,
we made the magician go out there and do a sword swallowing act or something while you were changing.
He cut a woman in half on stage.
But yeah, how you get your voice to do that.
I don't understand it either.
I have no idea.
It's impressive, to say the least.
Because yeah, we were talking about, I was like, I can't do Deep Eddie voice.
Oh yeah.
And I definitely can't do the dog squeaky toy.
It's or laser voice, I don't know where that falls on the spectrum even, but
you're a one of one.
Thank you.
It's like a third leg of the spectrum when you have laser voice there. Third way, huh?
Ah.
Beautiful.
Like, that wasn't a thing where Bob just sent a mass email and said, anyone that can handle this, let me know. He had to reach out to you and you only. You're on offer.
He goes, can you do that high-pitched voice for this? I go, I could try.
He said, say less. Gosh. He's just going to keep rolling that song out every event to make you do that.
Well, one song I heard that's going to be rolled out going forward, that would be Black Daddy, as we mentioned earlier in the show.
Every ticket event from now on, guys' night outs, all of them, need a performance, live performance of Black Daddy.
We do at one point need to change the lyrics. Whoa, Black
Daddy, bam, yeah, we will. Whoa, next Black time.
Daddy, I don't know if there's bam, enough source material. Black Daddy talking jive, bam, bam. I want to talk to Black Guy. Bam, bam. He's got a voice that skies. Bam, bam. He knows they can't deny. Bam, bam. Whoa, Black Daddy.
Bam, bam. Whoa, Black Daddy. Bam, bam. I don't remember if we talked about this on air during the sweet spot or if I told them off air, but the one weird thing about this song that made me very hesitant the first time and then equally hesitant the second time was the fact that the backing band, I don't remember his name.
Enzi.
They have one black guy in the band.
He's black.
And I don't know that he's a P1. So especially the first time.
Oh, the first practice.
When I'm up there singing about wanting a black love child and smoking a black and mild and... And
during rehearsal, he just wasn't even playing. His jaw was just wide open.
Brother
just,
from another
so I'm
mother.
Shocked.
Yeah, I'm
he
just
code switches and we shudder.
My eyes are darting back and forth between my lyric sheet and this guy. Like, is he going to be mad at me?
And I know I think Donovan even said this at one point. He can't listen to the actual vocals because he'll start cracking up. And even towards the end of the song, I'm cracking up listening to Monty sing this too.
Well, he just puts so much extra oomph into this song. He's good on every song, but you can tell he's 100. He's given it his all on Black Daddy.
Well, all the others are covers. This one, Ham wrote like 80% of it, and I wrote the other.
He's trying to offload it to Ham.
No, I'm saying it's more personal because we wrote it.
I laugh at his part too. This part here.
No,
I'm
saying.
Pull back up.
Here it is. Brother from another mother. He goes with you like no other. Grabbing his like a putter. He's the black Justin Tucker.
And the black Justin Tucker.
Eventually that won't make sense anymore either. It'll be like watching a movie from the 90s where the pop culture references just aren't the same.
Something happened to Justin Tucker?
Yeah. I'm saying it has a little more stank on it because we wrote it. It means a little bit more, but yes, we will if we do it again, which, like you said, even this time, I would not have done it again, but Kat wanted us to. We're going to have to write something else.
Yeah.
It's an instant classic, though. Bravo.
Thank you.
It's just very easy to do, at least for me. I don't know about the band part, but
it gets weird in the middle for the drums, at least.
I noticed during rehearsals you had a little bit of a hiccup.
Oh, yeah, I had a brain fart. I was like, what the hell did I do last time?
They had to like, stop the song for a second so Ham could remember what he's doing.
That's how the song goes.
And then we got into it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of classics, though, what should be now the ender?
Oh, yeah.
Permanent ender?
Maybe.
What an oversight.
The new Sweet Hardline.
Maybe the new Sweet Hardline. Maybe closing out all ticket events. We had the debut of DJ's song, Let's Bunt.
I don't know if I would say it's my song so much as...
You sang it?
You guys' song performed by me. Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
Without having to pay you.
Without... I paid him in jersey that I made for him.
That was a nice little bonus.
Yeah, DJ had a jersey that we made for him with Bunt on the front of it.
The great Ty Walker helping us out there.
And on the back, I had DJ with 69 as the number.
Why not?
Wait, go back to the beginning again. Just always this opening note of just... And once again, the band.
So good.
Amazing.
Choke on the bats. Painful.
runner on first needs to be moved. Be fast enough to win a foot race. Then lay it down and haul ass to first base. If the coach says to bunt, then I will bunt. And if he says to swing away, I'll swing.
Had to fill a little time there.
Oh, yeah. But know that my love for bunt calls makes me want to play with and sniff my ball.
So Ham is the MVP of all of this because I cannot stay on time with even a song that I know and like. I'm just terrible. But Ham, one, he'll send you, he has a little app on his phone to where he can send you a song where it takes out the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I knew what the audio cues were, and initially it was just him singing the Let's Bunt, and whenever he would say that part, then I knew what my cue was, and it was just even better with the hard line all being up there.
You weren't familiar with the song.
Still have not listened to the original song. Still have no idea what it actually sounds
and
like.
And I told you, because we made a full-length version of the original with AI DJ where he's all Xanaxed out or whatever.
So just DJ.
Tongue depressor DJ.
And I was like, only listen to this. Don't listen to the original, because the original doesn't sound like that.
And it was just, ultimately, compared to like For Whom the Bell Tolls, mine was so much easier to execute, I would say. Like, I don't think I would be bold enough to try a Metallica song, but you made it much easier. The hard line being out there helped for sure. It was fun. It was a good time. It didn't bomb. Yeah, I don't think it bombed, so it was good.
But you practiced a ton, too.
I did practice. If I'm going to do something, I'm all in.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound good. If you put me in a position where I have to sing, you've shot yourself in the foot there. It's not going to sound good.
Jokes on you, bud.
Yeah. I'm going to go 100%.
A runner on first.
But are you happy that you've done it now, looking back?
Yeah.
I know you're probably happy that you don't have to keep practicing that song.
I'm glad I'm done with that. It was good, though. I thought it was fun. It's just not my... It's not even that I don't like getting on stage, because I actually enjoy the banter with the crowd and, you know, just talking on the stage. That part doesn't bother me. It's just the fact that I'm such a bad singer. Like, I'm just laughably bad, like, to the point where it's not even funny. It's just...
That's funny.
This is annoyingly, but if I had to actually sing on this one, I'm not actually singing.
Yeah, you can kind of talk sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what made it palatable, in my opinion.
We got another one.
I know we do.
Yeah.
8 months from now?
8 months from now. Or whenever opening day is, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll debut it there.
That's after ticket stock.
Yeah. We have a song in the summer next year in the works that,
Is it in the works or is it in the can?
That's in the can.
It's wrote.
It's written. It hasn't been
recorded.
Recorded by.
But I just love now that your girlfriend is like you're buying leather Kangols. I keep hearing you singing about bunting.
Bunting.
I don't know who you are. You're just not the man that I fell in love with.
She knows she knows the stupid stuff that happens up here.
All right, 11:31.
Thank you to all the P1s that came out to Summer Chill.
P1s,
it was a good time.
The band, everybody that performed.
Great. Met a lot of WIP ones. They were all very, very friendly. It was a hell of a time. All right.